Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. So what? It's Monday. We got Drag Me to Brunch right around the corner. That is a week from this Saturday. Drag Me to Brunch all this week. More tickets on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 5:05. We'll give you code words. You send them to our contest line. You could win a 4-pack of tickets to Drag Me to Brunch June 28th and be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF, which is where Drag Me to Brunch is happening, and a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train. It's all courtesy of the WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Pride, everybody. It's a big deal. I'm going to start with Justin Bieber. Justin had a weekend. Justin is, I just would, if I could, some unsolicited advice, Justin, you need to move away from LA. I really feel like it's not doing you any good to live there. Like someplace quiet. Someplace in Wyoming, maybe. Maybe next door to Kanye or something. Doesn't Kanye have a big spread in Wyoming?
That seems a little dramatic, and he should be nowhere near honestly, are you nuts?
I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oof. I'm just trying to think of a state where he can get a little bit of breathing room. I mean, he really is a little bitch. He got into it with the paparazzi in Malibu on, this was, I guess, Thursday night. Like, the guy's just there, you know? He didn't really do anything except be there. And then Justin, of course, doesn't want to be bothered and just stands there giving the guy what he wants. Like for minutes on end. I think it was on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I pulled it from Twitter.
Do you have some of it?
I have all of it.
Okay. It's a lot of swearing, so you know, it's bleeped. But he's angry at this guy, but he's just like, I don't know. I just feel like saying, dude, just get in your car and drive away. Just what are you doing? Why are you engaging? You're giving this dude exactly what he wants. Go ahead and roll it.
You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it?
You're on the sidewalk.
I don't give a f*** if you're on the sidewalk. I'm a human being. You're standing around my car. At the beach. You know what I'm saying? You don't think I'm a real guy, do you? You're going to take this video out of context. You're going to say I'm mad. I don't know who's paying you to provoke me, but I'm not one.
Nobody's
okay?
Paying me.
Stop provoking. I'm a real dad.
Nobody's
real
paying
husband,
me yet.
A real man.
All right.
So this okay?
All right, cool.
I'm not with. I don't know who's paying you to me or provoke me, but I'm not the one.
He's not the one.
I don't care that you're on the sidewalk. I don't care what kind of dirty work, what kind of nasty you're getting paid in the background to provoke me, bro, but I'm not the one. I'm really not the one. I don't care that you're on the sidewalk, bro.
You are the one, though.
Clearly, you're here for an alternate agenda. Why would you want to be here to provoke me like this? This isn't love.
You're not provoking, Jeff.
This isn't love, bro. This is weird, bro. Y'all are on...
It's like it's his first day with this or something.
Yeah.
You know? Just get in your car.
Okay, then go. Then have a good night somewhere else, man. For real.
Because
I'm not going to stand around here and let this happen. No No way. No how. This is the beach.
You guys have
to be at the beach. They do.
All right. I mean, we get the idea. So that's up there, and he's just, like, I really feel like if you can't leave your house and not be bothered by the people that, like, I'm sorry, but you are a superstar. If you don't want that, you need to find something else.
Well, I agree 10,000%, but I also think that he's not the first celebrity to get frustrated when someone's following him. And I do understand the following thing. Like, you can start to catch someone over your shoulder and be like, oh, not a minute. Yeah. Can't get a freaking minute.
It's kind of too bad that his army of bodyguards can't just, like, shove people to the side. Like, you know, people are looking for him to do this and yell at them in the camera and for his bodyguard to hurt them. People want that because then he owes them millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, Justin, I think that we all know that this guy struggles. So I don't know. Take a vacation. I mean, I guess Iceland was good, right? Maybe he was left alone in Iceland.
It does. You know, I don't know if it's just him being such a kook and that's just what people are capturing, or if there's some like sort of negative energy about him these days and they just want to push all the dumb, because for a while there it was all dumb crap about him.
Yep.
Fighting neighbors, doing vandalism, and we were like
peeing in mop buckets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were just like, okay, this kid.
A kid.
But then he seemed to sort of get it together, God, find a new person. They're married now. They've got a kid, but he seems to be unraveling and they really are catching it all.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like a Father's Day thing, but he did put up a bunch of pictures of himself with the kid. No face in any of the pictures.
With the kid?
Yeah. So, and the kid's a baby.
All look the same when they're babies anyway. Yeah. You should have just let it roll.
Well, but I mean, I guess.
Later, yes.
Yes. But he put up a slideshow of pics where he's holding his son Jack and he captioned it, "A bay bay," with a middle finger emoji for some reason. And then yesterday, this was kind of weird. He posted screenshots of a text conversation where he ends a friendship with someone who can't handle his anger. Let me see if I can find these things for you. He's basically saying, "My anger is a response to the pain I've been through. Asking a traumatized person not to be traumatized is simply mean." The person says, "I'm not used to someone lashing out at me. It's not that I don't see and feel your anger." And then Justin says, "Ouch, this friendship is officially over. I will never accept a man calling my anger lashing out. I enjoyed our short-lived relationship. I wasn't kidding when I told you I didn't need you as a friend. I have good friends who will respect those boundaries. I thought you were a wussy, which is why I always kept my distance, but I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. This confirms you were the wussy I always thought you were." Middle finger emoji. "Please leave me alone now. I'm a wussy. Blocking you now."
Where was this?
On his Instagram. It's like, okay, thanks for posting your breakup with your friend.
And do we know who the guy is?
We do not.
Oh.
No. So, my feeling is this guy's probably just calling him on his... and Justin didn't like that. He's breaking up with him. So he had a nice weekend. Yeah. That's what Justin's up to.
Well, it does feel slightly, and we talked about it once before, that it slightly kind of goes with this whole the Diddy trial.
Yeah.
So if it's brought up, whatever he was party to.
Right.
I've said this before, and I had never involved, orgies. I was not lucky enough to be around people like that.
Lucky enough, yeah. Right.
But at the skate park, there were things I would try to do to impress the older people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy with the mohawk, I want him to see me get air. And yeah. I want him to go, "Way to go, kid."
So if you're at Camp Diddy and all the big kids are doing this one thing and you're like, "I'm going to try and do that too."
I think my point is you do try to impress people that you look up to.
I can handle it.
You have sort of a hero thing going and you want them to see you do cool things and you want to hear them think you're cool.
Kanye actually showed up at the Diddy trial on Friday. He was pissed though. They wouldn't let him in. They put him in a holding room, like with other people who wanted to sit.
Is that a jail cell?
No. Just like a room where they hold overflow people. It does sound like it's not a holding cell.
We have a room for you. Come on in.
Somebody lock the door. Yes. Here, put this jacket on. Yeah. It's great. Fits everybody. It's one size fits all. So anyway, Yeah, that's what Justin was up to this weekend. At the box office this weekend, we have a new number one. Not surprising, really, How to Train Your Dragon. The original movie, which was animation, which if you have kids of a certain age, you've definitely seen. It's a really, I love that movie. I'm actually, once this starts streaming, I'll definitely watch it. But it was number one with $83 million. Lilo and Stitch was second place with $15 million. Lilo and Stitch domestically is already at $366 million, been up for 4 weeks. Materialists was number three. This is the one with Dakota Johnson. Is that her name? Dakota Johnson? Where she's like a matchmaker. I was telling you about this on Friday. Anyway, that one was third place with $12 million. Okay. Mission Impossible is at, that was fourth place and it made $10 million. That's at $166 million, which I don't know if they count that as a hit.
That doesn't sound like a hit.
I know. It feels like a big Tom Cruise movie like that should be bigger. But didn't we hear that this was like one of the biggest openings for Mission Impossible?
It was the biggest for a Mission Impossible movie.
And it was like $70 million, which just doesn't sound, I don't know.
Those movies do incredible money internationally though too. So
I'm going to watch it.
They'll be fine.
I've already watched the first part.
I don't know how everyone feels about it. I don't really like the whole, here's the first half of the movie. It'll be a year or more until you get the second half.
And
the same thing they did with Wicked. It just feels like, I don't know.
It feels like a cash grab.
Well, and I do understand that if they want to make a 4-hour movie, I don't want that either. Like in one sitting. Right. So
that's true. Bring back the intermission. Let's all go to the lobby.
I guess they can't win unless they can just make it a 2.5-hour movie.
I know, right? And they just couldn't possibly. Not with that kind of star power. Not when they can get two movies out of it and have two blockbuster years.
So we'll see if the second half of Wicked brings everyone out in big numbers or if people are like, meh.
I feel like it's going to be. I mean, I'm probably going to go see it in the theater. I went and saw the first one in the theater. I feel like it's...
I did too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have kids though. So I think anybody who's got kids, they're probably all waiting for it. And it really was excellent. I just thought it was such a... It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure this one will also be amazing with all the same people. It was just such beautiful set design and the whole thing was beautifully imagined. Ballerina in its second week was in fifth place. That's from the John Wick... world. I'm sorry, it was in fifth place. It was made $9 million total so far of only $41 million.
That isn't good.
It's not good. Karate Kids Legends, I guess people are into that. That is sixth place. That's made about $44 million in 3 weeks, $5 million over the weekend. Anything else on here? The Phoenician Scheme, it's a Wes Anderson, so it's a lot smaller. It's in a lot fewer theaters, too. It was eighth place. And that is at $3 million. It's only made $12 million, though. So I don't really know how Wes Anderson movies do, though. They're so niche. You know, they're like people who love them. And also, like, I fully plan to watch that movie, but I don't plan to go out to watch it. Thank you. And I'll leave you with this. The Luigi the Musical here in San Francisco at the Taylor Street Theater in the Tenderloin. Sold out premiere. So Luigi, you know, the guy who, Luigi Mangione, who...
The murderer.
Yeah, the murderer who shot the head of like United Health or whatever it is. Not your dad, Luigi, but a bad Luigi, not a good Luigi. He is the star of this, obviously, and it's a musical, so fun. Apparently, all at the same time, Luigi, Diddy, and Sam Bankman-Fried were all in the same jail in Brooklyn. Apparently.
Really?
Yes. And so there are people playing Diddy and Sam Bankman-Fried. He's the crypto guy? They had like a fake crypto, is that right?
Yes, he's the guy with the big curly mop of hair that had the FTX cryptocurrency exchange.
Right.
He founded it. He had a girlfriend that was involved with him. I think she flipped on him in order to get...
Well, you do what you got to do. Well, I don't want to go to jail, so... This guy sucks. Let me tell you all about it.
He got 25 years in prison.
They were all together at MDC Brooklyn, whatever that stands for. It's got to be some kind of detention center.
He's only 33.
Yeah. Well, do these people get out like on good behavior when it's that kind
probably,
of
but
crime?
You know, and they say
he stole
here,
money from people.
He's from Stanford. I remember his parents were Stanford professors, and he went to MIT. Smart guy.
Smart guy.
But he got 25 years in prison. He's currently sitting in jail.
This is a very small theater that it performed in. And it's only got a 5-night run, apparently. So hard to say if it'll ever make it to Broadway. But congratulations to everybody who worked on that and put it together. Luigi the Musical, a world premiere on Friday the 13th. And it sold out. Very small theater. Okay, that's it for me, Ben. What you got coming up?
How to fly free after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Bob is doing a hell of a job on there. You can also find a link to her account, Bob on the Waves, which, by the way, people are clearly following. She's got like 1,500 followers now. And got her first fan call out at the North Beach Festival this weekend.
And somebody recognized me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to walk out from watching this band and someone tapped me and they were like, I just need to say hi, Bob. And my jaw dropped. I was like, this is my first time being recognized. Can we take a picture? I asked her if we could take a picture.
Did you get a picture of her? Because you should put my first fan interaction.
Oh, no, I did. Yeah, I posted it and she reshared it. And
oh, funny. Yeah. I didn't see it.
She tagged you guys and everything. Yeah,
I saw it. I really
loved
it.
Oh, is it on your story?
Yeah, it was on my story. It was so cool. And Susan was there and he was like, hi, I'm Susan. And
she
was
like, oh, my God.
Wow. Amazing.
Oh my God, that's super fun.
And he took our picture. It was the best.
Well, and Bob's doing a great job putting up all the video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. There's links to all our profiles, including Bob on the Waves. Oops, hold on. There we go.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is making sure Fremont and Livermore will be rocking this summer.
Yeah, yeah.
By helping sponsor two unique summer concert series. Tuesday Tunes in Livermore starts June 3rd. And runs every Tuesday through August 16th. In Fremont, the six shows, including tribute bands, will be performed at Central Park Performance Pavilion every Thursday starting June 26th. Tune in to lcac.org and fremont.gov for more info. Thanks, Fremont Bank. Okay, we do have overcast skies this morning, but we'll see a lot of sunshine today. Highs nice. In the 70s and 80s. Looking good out there after what was mostly a pretty great weekend as well.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a couple bigger stories I need to touch on. The manhunt in Minnesota has concluded in that they caught the guy. This is Vance Bolter, a suspect in the fatal shooting of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, as well as wounding another lawmaker and his wife. This guy's been captured. The manhunt was gigantic and went on for a couple days. They were able to find him because a farmer, I think it was, said, I think someone who looks like that guy was just on one of my cams on one of my trails.
Oh.
And they were able to close in. They had something like 120 police, SWAT teams, canine units. They're calling it the biggest manhunt in Minnesota history. This person had a list of people that he was hunting.
Oh my God.
So, and a lot of weapons in the car that he had to abandon after being sort of caught.
Right.
But not caught.
Chased and
right.
had to abandon it.
Anyway.
Good job, farmer. Having, cameras, you can have them anywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have them up on our land where we hunt because you can see if, you know, if deer are coming down, you know.
Well, that doesn't seem fair to the deer, really, but okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess. Got to kill them all.
They say he was impersonating law enforcement and had a car that sort of looked like that as well. I just wanted to mention that this person has been caught and we'll be hearing more about the story in the coming days. And the next story was the No Kings protests on Saturday were very well attended. Anti-Trump and anti-ICE demonstrations labeled as No Kings protests took place Saturday across the country, but certainly here in San Francisco, where I live in Santa Cruz, gigantic.
Mm.
Like, to the point where I said to my mom, she knows her way around, but not great.
And she doesn't know the shortcuts.
I just went, you know what, stay in because we don't need you getting caught in traffic or you know. So she hung, laid low. But I was out in it and saw, and it was something to see. The day of protest was, it was called No Kings, but it coincides with a parade in D.C. that marked the 250th anniversary of the Army and President Trump's birthday. So big day in America on Saturday. Lots going on. Fake flight attendant took 120 free flights before being arrested at SFO.
Oh.
So one of the reasons this caught my eye, besides the fact that someone got away with this for 120 flights.
So that feels like years.
Does. The thing about working for the airlines, and my dad worked for the airlines my whole life, is that you get something called a non-revenue ticket as an employee. The non-rev tickets make you a standby flyer. So you're flying for free, which is amazing. But you are also on a list of it's a standby list.
Yes.
So if there's seats,
yay,
you're in.
Right. You might not be sitting together.
And if there's seats, you're in by seniority.
Oh, is that so?
So then they go look at the tickets and go, well, this person's been, 3 years of employment. This person is 20. We're taking the 20 guy first.
Right.
And then the 3 year person, if there's still a seat, then they get on.
Right.
So it's a whole freaking thing.
And you were disappointed a lot of times. Your whole family would go to the airport and not get on the flight.
Because my family moved from New York to California in the 70s, 60s, in the late 60s, they moved. My dad was a Marine and was stationed in somewhere down south. Anyway, and then he started working for the airlines as a mechanic and that sort of.
So your whole life this was going on?
My whole life. We would fly. I've been left in every airport in the country. No question. But we would fly back to New York 3 times a year. That was, my mom missed her family and they wanted us
home.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just the deal is you can get bumped. It sounds great, but you can also spend the night in an airport.
Right. And if you're traveling with a family
and kids,
you can't, if there's 2 seats available, but you need 4, you're not getting on that flight.
Right. No, it's a whole thing, man. And I remember being in some airport in Atlanta. I was like 5, and I'm on a payphone with my dad, and he's like, "I need you to be the man in the family tonight. You're gonna be." And I was like,
"I'm 5.
All right. I don't know how to be the man in the family. I'm five. I need to cry right now.
I'm stuck in an airport in Atlanta.
I am not into this, man.
Feeling very unmanly.
I really wish I'd spent my vacation at home where I like it. Mm. Anyway, this flight, they say he may have been a flight attendant at one time.
Oh, so he knew the tricks and probably had tricks. Some IDs and that kind of thing.
A flight from San Francisco International Airport is central in the criminal case involving a man who posed as a flight attendant on more than 120 flights for free travel. Mm. Now, the way they word that, at first I thought, he's getting on the planes in flight attendant gear and working
pretending
with,
to be
that's not what's happening okay. here. It's very misleading. A federal jury convicted Tyron Alexander, 35, from Florida of wire fraud and entering into a secure area of an airport by false pretenses. They say here that he was arrested attempting to fly from SFO to Australia, and he was working this system that pilots and flight attendants are allowed to fly for free as non-rev passengers on other airlines. I didn't know they, and of course I wouldn't know this because there were no computers when I was doing this. I was a kid and it wasn't the way.
Right.
But apparently there's some kind of airline carrier's website that books these special free flights.
Oh.
So there's some backdoor for employees to use. Right.
For that, you can set it all up without having to prove it at the airport.
They say this guy possessed dozens of different badge numbers and dates of hire and claimed he worked for seven different airlines.
Oh.
Information he used on an airline carrier's website to book special free flights. So he's been caught. It is true, though, if you're looking for a gig out there and you really want to see the world, that's one way. Mm. I have a friend that did that.
Was a flight attendant,
international. And so she would be posting pictures from all over the world. And you work in a plane, in a tube.
Yep.
That's your...
In the sky.
That's your office.
Right.
But then once you land...
You're there.
The world is yours.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. Anyway, this person, it looks like, had been flying from 2018 to 2024 before he was caught recently in San Francisco. He'll appear for sentencing in August of this year. What do you give that person?
I mean,
is it years and years?
I mean, it's not, is it?
It's not, I don't think. I mean, it doesn't feel... It's not a victimless crime, but...
It's fraud.
Yeah.
But you're right. It kind of is a victimless... They wouldn't let him on if they didn't have an available seat, correct?
But there's a guy out there who maybe was also trying to fly whose seniority got him bumped.
Yes, that is true.
I got bumped for this guy?
Who's 30 not months. Even,
30 months. Okay.
It's a long time.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to fight you on that.
I just don't know what they would give you. I'd be like, you're bad. Now get out of here. No more of that.
No more flying for that guy.
Oh, like
no fly list. Oh. Put him on the no fly list.
That's good.
Can't fly ever again.
Maddie's on the show, everyone.
Maddie, I think you just won.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a point for that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. It's Greyhound for that guy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was Father's Day over the weekend.
Oh.
I was pretty busy with my mom being in town and I got to date my wife one of the nights. Mm. And then, you know, there were protests and there were some traffic issues. And then of course, I got taken to Petroglyph for Father's Day.
Oh,
I
didn't, so fun.
I didn't hear all of the Father's Day jokes, the dad jokes that aired on Alice.
Oh, I heard some of them.
I hope it went great.
Yeah, it was cute. If you were listening to Alice over the weekend, all our dads and Vinny all put up little dad jokes. Very, very chuckalicious.
In a poll, 1 in 3 people, this is about Father's Day, 1 in 3 people said, a thumbs up from dad is a sign of both love and support.
Oh.
It's dad speak for love.
Thumbs up.
I'm surprised to hear that. You know, I grew up with a dad that wasn't really...
Demonstrative,
emotive, whatever you want to, like, however you want to word it. He just wasn't that guy. And that's okay. But I have, as a dad, vowed to tell my kids I love them every single day. And do. Mm. And often will be like, oh, fudge, I think I forgot. I got to, and I, you know, go back in. Yep. Hey, yeah, I love you. I love you too. There, it's regular, but I want to make sure they hear that.
Yep.
If not, every day, even more than.
Well, it's easier to be grouchy and not make that effort, you know? So, kids should know that. They should feel loved.
They should hear it. Treasured. Absolutely. And I went through I have a buddy who has an older daughter, actually an older son and daughter. And he was like, I asked him when I became a dad, are you saying, and he goes, no. And now it's a thing. And I was like, you got to do it. You got to just decide. I'm saying I love you, and I'm going to start saying it all the time. And even if it gets crunchy, eventually it won't be crunchy, and you'll be glad you did.
Yep.
And he has since done that.
Oh.
I'm happy for him. I think it's this can happen in relationships of any kind, friendships, husband and wives. Something goes unsaid for a while, and there just becomes this weird.
Almost like something in your path. You have to kind of climb over.
It's like a pitfall, yeah. Like between you that you just go, we don't do it. And now I don't know when or how to do it. Yucky. Mm. And so to hear this.
Be brave. Say it.
I'm a little surprised that dads today are, you know, throwing a thumbs up emoji.
That's like a thing that like a dad would do to like a son. Like I never, that wouldn't have been enough for me. I would have been like.
What the?
Yeah. What's this? Where's my heart emoji?
In a new poll, more than 1 in 3 people say a simple thumbs up from dad is a sign of both love and support. It's enough.
All right.
Okay.
If that's enough for you. And look, everybody's got their own threshold for that kind of thing.
Half of people say their dad would describe himself as not good at emotional stuff.
Oh, my God. My dad cries at ice skating. He cries at the Sia song. Chandelier.
I would say he's not good at emotional stuff either. The other direction. That's a little
he's
much.
He's on the far Gentry, side. Really gotta, there is a happy medium in there somewhere, doing? Right?
Ice skating?
Dad,
really?
Dad, I know. Oh, my God. He's like, it's so beautiful. So
women
I tried harder to be an ice skater.
We're more likely to receive an I love you from dad than men.
Ah.
Don't let that be a hurdle. I'm begging you, just say it. Yeah, and if you just got to spit it out and the kid looks at you like, what just happened? Just stare him down. Stare the boy down. And then say, if he says something, you're going to hear that even more often than you want.
Right.
I'm going to say that all the time now. So quit staring at me.
And say it back.
Punk. You don't have to put the punk part in. In fact, that actually ends up being, it got me in trouble. Via my kid who said it at daycare, and then everyone went, what the?
Punk? That sounds bad. Oh, sounds like a mean word. Who asked you, punk?
The lady who does the daycare where my kid was going, it's very, like, it's just a lady who's our neighbor, and we still talk to her, but it's one of those things where
she was great. She was such a resource.
She was awesome, yeah. She really helped us a lot, but she was also like, she's not allowed to say that here. And they came straight for me.
Well,
they knew the source.
Where else would
they
go?
Exactly.
I don't hear Christina yelling punk all the time. Even if she does yell it, it's like really soft.
No one hears it.
Yeah. Stop talking about punk.
To demonstrate dad speak, there's a list of the top ways dads show affection.
Oh.
Being there when you need him, even without saying much. Yes. Paying for a meal. Teaching you how to do something practical.
Yes.
Fixing things around the house.
Yes.
Driving you places.
Yes.
Offering to lend you tools or equipment. Mm. Johnny Mosley,
yeah.
Olympic hero, great American Olympic hero. He posted and said, thanks, Dad, for teaching me how to use all the tools.
Aww.
And that is a true gift to know how to handle things around the house.
No question.
No question.
John's dad gave him all the, you know, learned him up on all the tools. And his older brother, nothing. That dude couldn't screw in a light bulb.
Well, different people.
Yeah.
You know, my younger
same
brothers.
Same place, different people.
Absolutely both can get under the hood of a car and fix anything.
And that's your dad's thing, right? Yeah. Like mechanical mm-hmm. stuff.
And I just, I didn't want any part of it.
Yeah.
That was just, no thanks.
Yeah. No thanks, Dad.
And then when he would see how I would fix things, he would just go, oh my God.
Just go play with your friends. Get on your skateboard God. And ride.
So. I had a Datsun B210 that had some kind of electrical problem.
Oh.
But I'd figured out that if I took the crowbar from the back, way back of the car, you know, under the,
yeah.
the Chingadera, you lift that and there's a crowbar the snapped okay. in. The, pull that out and you bang where the battery attachments are.
Uh-huh.
You know, those two things yep. that screw onto the plus. If I banged it really hard and then walked into the car and started it, it would start.
You know, that's a good way to get electrocuted yeah. also.
Right. And then I'd done it so many times that I'd mushroomed the two pieces
no.
to
now
like,
you can't get the things off.
They're joined. And when my dad finally got a look at that, he was just like, you have to get out of my sight right now.
I was no like, kid of mine.
No problem. Bye. He fixed it and then yeah. told me never again. But that was how I fixed that car for a long time.
Whatever works, man.
Well,
somehow you
and
didn't
honestly,
kill yourself.
I didn't even bother to like explain to him. If I hadn't done that, then you'd have been getting phone calls.
Yeah.
So I did it, and it worked, and I drove away. No, you didn't have to come help me.
What are you, Fonzie?
Hey.
Exactly.
I'm banging it. Hey.
Anyway, dads, helping you move.
Yes.
And, well, there's the list. Dads, they're helpful. That's the way they say I love you sometimes.
It is true. What is that? The acts of service,
yeah.
love language.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. When I call my kids punk, they respond with chicken. No clue how it started.
Hmm.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Punk chicken.
I wonder if it's just like that Familect thing, you know, the special language in each person's family.
Vinny, if your dad was a Marine based in SoCal, it would have been Pendleton. Might have been. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't born yet.
Right.
I came along later. Mm. Sarah.
Yara.
Oh, I don't know what they're saying. Sarah could avoid always saying I didn't see it if she just went to Instagram once in a while. She doesn't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I posted, though, I posted me and my girls at Petroglyph, if you want to see what that looks like. It's it's painting statues.
Is it a story?
They're stories, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. And they're still there. I'm looking right now. Oh, my God, what fun. That's a table full of messy stuff.
It was pretty cool.
Oh, I see your turtle. Oh, so adorable.
Yeah. And it became a joint effort because I was going so slow.
Wow. Is that like a unicorn with a
princess?
Yeah.
Yes. She painted that in under like 10 minutes.
Well, it actually looks like she's doing a pretty good job.
She did a good job, but she really just got after it. And I was still sitting there, you know, I don't know what you call it, anally fixated. Whatever, you know, when I'm just trying to get my lines straight,
yeah.
you know, very
get it perfect,
careful.
Right.
There I am. And I look up and realize they're lapping me.
Mm.
Everybody is lapping me. I really, in the end, just went.
And then finally, just slather paint on the white.
Can you guys finish this for me? Yeah. I really, it's clear. We're going to leave here having spent $500 if I don't put a stop to my.
It does add up fast at those places.
I'll tell you what. Walking out of there, I thought, is that a franchise thing? Because they're printing money at Petroglyph, everyone. Yeah. I mean.
Ours closed.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. It was there for a long time when my kids were little. We went a few times, but It was just, and she was like, really, she wouldn't let you dispense the paints. She would do the paints for you because she didn't want you, you know, people would go, and you just don't need that much.
Oh, they didn't do that. They had multiple rows of each color so each table could walk off. But when I called after I was told we were going, I called to check, do you even have availability? They were like, normally we don't on a Sunday, but it seems, yeah.
Father's Day was a good day for that.
Come on down. Mm. Okay.
Oh, curses foiled again.
No, I mean, I was absolutely thrilled.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, that was quick. I've got big breakup news.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.